Every journey has a start, but not every journey has an end. You peer through the translucent hatch located on top of the vessel, the wave splitter, the most advanced submersible ever created. You see the light fade as you descend deeper and deeper into the ocean. But what is a true journey if not one where the finish line might never be reached? Your captain looks through the main viewport, a large window made stronger through the efforts of man and monster. There is nothing out there but darkening water as the light of the sun struggles to cut through the water. When the light fails to reach past the twilight zone, does that mean it reached the end of its journey? Or does that mean it never will? This is not the first time the ocean was explored, but the risks were all the same. One wrong calculation, and cold water would rush in with enough force to scrape flesh off bone. You briefly see a school of fish, but your rapid descent causes them to quickly disappear from view. These fish have been seen before, but at one point, they were a marvelous discovery. You knew that nothing truly existed that would hold the mind of everyone forever. At one point, the union of monsters and humans was the greatest thing to ever occur. Now, it was old news. You didn't do this for your discoveries to be recognized. You did this because not knowing hurt. It would be so much easier to discover every animal on the surface. But what will happen to biologists of that field? Will they forever search for a new species that doesn't exist? Or will they hang up their coats and retire? The thought of truly discovering everything felt more frightening than your fate if the vessel were to fail. What would be better? A slow death caused by running out of oxygen, or a quick one caused by your entire body being crushed by the pressure of the ocean? The Mariana Trench is approximately 10,000 meters in depth, but according to the monsters serving under the ocean goddess, there is a path that leads farther down. You are not going to the bottom of the ocean. You are going to the deep. The deep sounds like a name given to something Lovecraftian in nature. But this wouldn't be the first time the thought of discovery blinded those in danger. You continue to descend for over an hour until you reach Challenger Deep, just under 11,000 meters. You would expect this place to be devoid of life, but this is far from the truth. Despite the darkness of the abyss, you cannot help but find beauty in the wave splitter lets you see. To think that things exist down here that have never seen the sun. Things that cannot comprehend light. Something bangs on the side of the wave splitter, and all five members of the crew tense up. In front of the wave splitter. Swim as a monster girl. But this is unlike any you have seen before. Her skin is pure white and smooth. You see a line that loops around her arms, which gives off a blue, bioluminescent glow. Her eyes are completely black, like a small chunk of void was shaped into two orbs and put into her face. She had no legs. Instead, she had tentacles, each one long enough not to be seen in the light given off by the wave splitter. I am the emissary of the deep. I have been instructed to guide you. But I must warn you, the things within the deep are things best left untouched. She spoke directly into your mind, and with that voice came emotions. These emotions gave a sense of danger. She was trying to warn you. If you had been the captain, you might have turned back, but you were not the captain. The emissary turned and started to swim. You followed. You continued to follow her for what felt like hours until she stopped and motioned for us to look down. There was a hole, twice the size of your vessel. The darkness emanated by the hole seemed to be unnatural. The light you cast into the hole seemed to be consumed by it. There was nothing but darkness below. I cannot go with you, but be warned, the deep is unnatural. The limitations of flesh are discarded for those who enter. But if fate decides it wants you to stay, you will never be allowed to leave. Know that there are things even natural forces, such as death, cannot hope to overpower. This is a sanctuary for those whose existences were in peril. The things you bear witness to are things the mere results of your intervention in the past have caused. Do not make the same mistakes. She then swam off, and you ventured deeper than anyone has gone before. When you entered the deep, your radar picked up on many large creatures. Some of these creatures were similar to ones that exist today, but others are creatures who left no trace of themselves behind. Creatures that were closer to Titans. Things that would have been swept away by time and kept here. The deep was like a time capsule. Discoveries would be made here that none would have thought possible. One such creature appeared on the radar, humanoid in nature from the waist up. It was similar to a mershark, but larger. It approached the wave splitter with speeds never before seen. You peer out one of the viewpoints, and see only darkness. Something struck the side of the wave splitter with so much force it flipped. That attack, that was not the attack of a hungry creature. It had too much strength, such malice, such anger. You barely manage to stand up before another hit is landed. And then another. And then another. You realize you should have never come to the deep. You realize that you have made a grave error. The captain begins to bring the vessel upward. One single strike landed perfectly on the underside of the vessel and sent it flying upwards into the roof. For a brief second, you saw the opening that led to the Challenger Deep. But something was wrong. Your captain began to utter profanity after profanity as he wrestled with the controls. You watched the entrance. Despite being the natural darkest spot on the planet, somehow brighter than here, grows smaller and smaller. You then realize the deep would be your home. You heard one final strike hit the hull. And in the fraction of a second, you were thrown into the deep. You should be dead. Why weren't you? The water here felt like the water of a swimming pool. You were unable to move. And you obviously were unable to breathe. But you didn't feel your body struggling to breathe. Was this hell? Was this the punishment for your ambition? Doomed to an eternity of nothingness, surrounded by darkness in the face of success. For such great loss, such catastrophic failure. And at the end of the day, you are no better off than the creatures that were damned by your own kind. Ironic, is it not? Finding the error of your ways during the punishment earned from pride and ignorance. You watch the wave splitter, now a hollow shell of the once mighty vessel, sink deeper and deeper before fading entirely. Human, do you know how long I've been down here? How many years I've spent in the dark? A dark that your kind forced me to run to. I should want to kill you, to make you hurt. But I don't. The funny thing is, I don't have the faintest idea why. I remember one day I woke up and had thoughts. Strange, isn't it? One day, I am a single fish in a large ocean, only swimming in circles. I had no hunger to satiate, and no one to be friends with. The only thing I remember, before that day, was the call of something great. Something that granted me the ability to think above my basic instincts for a single moment. In that moment, I saw what became of my brothers and sisters. And in that moment, I felt that they were something besides the same species as me. I was given a choice: face certain death or seek sanctuary, somewhere your kind would never reach. I agreed, and that thought vanished. I know that I have changed. I partially look like you. I've tried to bring light from the cave I call home, but there is nothing to be illuminated. I do not know what else changed. I have had many years to think. A new voice in my mind. A voice that says to seek out your kind. To mate. I don't understand why. I also feel shame for destroying your vessel. Why should I feel shame? I didn't know that was your vessel. When I fled, you still used ships made of wood that were moved by the will of the air. And now, I am to believe that your kind used ships made of metal and move at your own free will, far below the ocean. What say you? The space down here is not like the space up there. You cannot drown. You do not need to breathe. This space was meant to house creatures damned by nature and your kind alike. Impossible? The above world is one of magic, yet you still question the possibility of a realm created by a god? A man of science. What is this science? Why would you need to question your world? Compared to my hell, you live in bliss. So you mean to tell me that you were trying to find things that were never before seen? But change between now and then. Why do you seek to know I exist if you don't intend to hunt me down? My transformation was like the mind of a child suddenly realizing all the things they didn't understand. The things I've seen your kind do to my kind? Have you not considered that the creation of monsters was an attempt to show you how you treat things like me? I'm not something to be looked at, and I'm certainly not a discovery. Your kind killed us. You don't deserve to know that I still exist. But alas, you are stranded in the same hell that I am. I could leave you, but I'd be passing up an opportunity I thought would never happen. Another being of sentience. Someone to talk to. Something to feel. Beside the cold of water. You have no ground of which to stand on. I could leave you and come back in a decade. And don't think that being in the abyss alone will cause your mind to deteriorate. Poseidon thought of that. He created this sanctuary in the event that his dearest daughters were threatened. I guess he should have assumed that it would be easier for your kind to skewer a monster than a maiden who happens to be half fish. So, will you come with me? Good choice. You are small. Your entire hand is smaller than my palm. Perhaps this is why your kind wished to exterminate me. They felt threatened. Do not think for a moment that fear justifies their actions. But I suppose if the roles were reversed, I could see the same thing happening. Mershark? You mean those feral mermaids that can catch the scent of a human from across the ocean with a single drop of blood? I suppose if they went through the same transformation as I did, they would no longer hunt you. I have had a long time to think. That is why I'm not like them. I have no species and no stereotypes. I'm the last of my kind. How many times do I have to say it? I do not know what will happen to your friends. I doubt that I'm the only thing down here that would be considered monster enough to transform. I stuck to what I knew. I have not traveled much deeper than this depth. I do not know if the deep has a floor. It would be foolish to think that out of everything you've once thought gone, nothing else but I am down here. They will be fine. Eventually. Here we are. I know where I'm going because I've made the same journey countless times over countless years. Despite that, I have not found any other natural formation. It's as if this cave was created just for me. Yes, it is becoming brighter. This cave houses an ancient algae that glows. They neither live nor do they die. The glow is nourishment for each individual cell they have. They will never receive any more, nor will they have any less. Such a small organism, lost to time. Yet I depend on them to see. You look surprised, human. What is it? I suppose I am larger than you, but I'm not dumb enough to believe that my size is the sole reason for your awe. Beautiful? Really? You think I'm beautiful? I have heard this word before. I watched one of my kind die so that his tooth could be forged into a ring for a woman that Hunter called beautiful. Ironic, considering if nature was allowed to work as it meant to, that megalodon would have been my mate. We may no longer be of the same species anymore, but I still feel anger. You claim to be a scientist, so please, explain why I feel this way for something I could not possibly have a feeling for. So, you think that my instinct to reproduce with the strongest male made that megalodon my desired partner, translated into an actual feeling of attraction after I transformed? I guess that makes sense. So, you admit that your kind still hunts things they consider lesser. You tried to stop them? There are people who defend creatures like me who have endured so much. It would appear that I have misjudged you. Human, why was I transformed? The Demon Queen wanted to stop bloodshed between man and monster? All our instincts, that desire to cause harm were changed to cause love? I have made a mistake. I'm sorry for trapping you down here. It's just that after so many years of pain and isolation, I needed something to take out my anger on, but now I look at you and I don't know. For the first time in so long, I feel a desire that I can actually fulfill, but I have other voices in my head. Morals. They're fighting me. I'm not meant to be like the others. Why was I not overlooked? You forgive me? Why? Why? After everything I've done, destroyed your ship, trapped you down here, threatened you, and put the eradication of my species on you, despite you trying to stop the eradication of things like my past self, yet you can still find it within yourself to forgive me? What is this? Don't stop. I like it. You feel so warm. I haven't felt this warmth in so long. I feel like I'm alive again. My instincts are telling me to mate, but I don't know how. You aren't that much smaller than me, but your head is smaller than a single one of my breasts. I have an idea. I'll lay against the wall, and you thrust into me, so I don't accidentally crush you. Don't worry about being gentle. I'm sure I can take it. It's nothing. I just didn't expect you to feel so warm. Yeah, you're going really fast. We have eternity. You can afford to take it slow. What if I wrap my tail around you? Like this? Look, human, I find it charming how eager you are. But you have to remember that I'm a bit taller than human females. Alright, let's try that again. Oh, that's a spot. Oh, you're rubbing right against my clit. I'm not gonna lie. After I transformed and started feeling new sensations, I experimented. Before I transformed, mating was just a means to an end, but now it's about pleasure. And it invokes emotions I didn't know I had. I think I love you. To think, after all this time, I've managed to fall in love with the first human I see less than 10 minutes after I forgive him for being the same species who wronged me. You must think I'm quite desperate. But then again, you could be taken that way as well. Hey, warn me next time. But, good. You're making me feel so fucking good. That's it. Keep going. Are you close? So am I. Alright. I'm coming. Amazing. I've never felt anything quite like that. Nor have I ever felt attracted to anything as much as I am attracted to you. Eternity might not be so bad after all. Let's rest for now. I'll hold you close. I can hold you in my arms and push you against my chest and completely surround you. Are you comfortable, little human? Good. Very good. I love you. Thank you for helping me.